The top 10 most hated foods in America. They have been ranked, and there is a theme. Also, Katie, you're not going to like something.
Oh, God.
You can probably guess. One of your favorite foods is on the list of the 10 most hated foods in America.
Is it oysters?
Yep.
Aw, why?
Came in at number 7. Oysters are hated by an awful lot of Americans.
I would venture to guess there are people saying they hate oysters that have never even tried them. I think that oysters have pretty bad PR. Because a lot of people, when I introduce them to oysters, good oysters, sipping oysters, you put a little bit of vinegar on there and a little bit of hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's making my mouth water right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run into very many people that are like, no, bleh. It's just the idea of them, I think, is too much for people.
Number 10, sushi. Now, I see sushi, I think, files under what you just said. I think people who hate sushi probably have never had good sushi.
Probably.
I never had good sushi till I moved to California, and it is life-changing.
Oh, man. I remember the very first roll I ever had from Makuni to this day.
It's just incredible. Number 9, chitlins. I can totally understand chitlins being on that.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's pig intestines.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think they're fried. Blue cheese. That's one of my favorites. I love blue cheese.
That's crazy to me.
Now, I understand if you were to ask a bunch of kids, like, that makes sense because I didn't like, I couldn't even stand the smell of blue cheese. But then there's something about, I don't know if it's hitting puberty or if it's just the stress of life that gets to you that just makes your brain go, this is a delicious flavor.
Yeah.
I love blue cheese. Number 7, like we said, was oysters. Number 6, caviar.
I still feel like I've done caviar wrong. Like, we did try caviar in the studio once, and it was
not great.
Really unpleasant.
Yeah.
But whenever I see it on Housewives, it looks... Enough people love it to where I go, okay, I must not have done it right. I either got the wrong kind, or I know you're supposed to have it with like a little bread thing and some creme fraiche. I believe I could get there.
Number 5, squid.
But I love squid.
Calamari. Who doesn't like calamari?
Right.
That seems crazy that that's at number 5. I think if you called it calamari instead of squid, people would be like, I love calamari.
Yeah, probably.
Number 4, tofu.
You know, I have been introduced to some much better tofu than I have had in the past, but I still could go the rest of my life never having it and be fine.
I still don't understand what tofu. It's a plant. It's plant-based, right?
It's soy.
Soy. Okay, so plant-based, but, like, I just can't understand the point of it or how it's made. Is it, like, blended up soybeans and then compressed into that cube?
I have no idea.
Is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just like oysters, if you cook tofu right, it actually absorbs a lot of flavor.
It does.
And then number 3... sardines, number 2, liver, and number 1, anchovies. Like I said, there is a theme on this list. Anchovies, sardines, squid, caviar, oysters, sushi. We hate the ocean.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You people.
It's good.
It's great.
Like most of that's good. I actually like anchovies. I would never eat just an anchovy.
It's something you need in very small doses, but it can add a lot to a meal.
I agree. Put it in a Caesar salad, I'm putty in your
all
hands.
All in.
Yeah.
What were the other ones?
Well, there's sardines. Now, I do think sardines need to just be, I think people just pick them up and eat them kind of like a big cartoon cat.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not on that one. If it has an eyeball, I'm not going to eat it.
I do love a liver pate, though.
Oh, for number 2?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had liver pate.
You have. I've made a charcuterie with it.
Oh, really?
So you did not like it.
Oh, I didn't like
it.
No,
okay. Nobody did but me.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything you guys would add to that list? Like a really hated food for you? That you think would be universal? Like, obviously, I would put peaches on there, and I know everybody loves peaches.
Okay. So I think would be universal.
I would put eel or unagi.
Really?
There we go. Yeah. Back to the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I agree with you on that. Like, Eel's a rough
They're
flavor.
Water snakes. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. God, don't call them that.
Well, that's what they are.
That's going to change things for me. Don't I love eat them. Eel. Don't call it that.
I don't know how universal this is, but I would put rye bread on there. I just don't like rye bread. Rye seeds.
Okay.
There's something about it that just really just gets right into my sinuses and tells my brain, shut down.
All the things that I dislike are things that people really like.
Like bananas?
Like bananas.
Yeah. Can you think of anything else?
I don't like a squishy fruit.
Okay.
I think pears are awful, even though it's not necessarily squishy, but still.
You would just put fruit on there.
Mostly fruit. Yeah. Tapioca pudding.
Oh, yeah. That's tapioca pudding has a fine flavor, but the texture, it's basically boba before we invented boba.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
What would you add to this list, though? Text in your suggestions. 916-909-1065.